Thank you. Argentina, Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are also support the view made by Malaysia, India, and Singapore to refer back this issue to the CCTP to reconsider in order to have a proper procedure. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. Then Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba desea apoyar la propuesta que ha hecho Argentina y considera que estos temas, por la gran importancia y repercusión que puedan tener como resultado de nuestras deliberaciones y el papel creciente de las normativas del CODE, debe volver al Comité de Principios Generales y que se revise nuevamente estos párrafos. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba. And then I have Egypt, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. لا شك أن ما تم ذكره من قبل ماليزيا والهند يستحق الاهتمام، خاصة إذا كانت هناك أمور ذات آثار اقتصادية. قد يكون مفيداً أن يتم وضع تصور من قبل ماليزيا والهند لما تم اقتراحه وإعادة دراسة هذا الموضوع في لجنة الأساسيات العامة. شكراً سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, and then Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's to say that for Brazil also every kind of economic implications is a matter of utmost importance in the work of our Codex. So taking into consideration the preoccupations first expressed by Malaysia and India, and then the other interventions, especially the intervention by Argentina, we believe it would be very advisable to submit again to the Committee for General Principles for the consideration of these points of concern raised here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. Chile?
Gracias, señor presidente. También nuestra delegación se suma a lo expresado por Argentina, Brasil, Cuba, entre otros. Entendemos que el tema de las implicancias económicas es sustancial y ya que el Comité de Principios Generales lo podría analizar, nuestra delegación propone que se pueda ver en ambos sentidos. Las implicancias económicas que tendría el generar una norma para un país como el que no se genere una norma, también tiene implicancias económicas para otros países, que se vea en ambos sentidos. Y si hablamos de implicancias económicas, ¿cómo se puede medir eso? ¿Se ha medido alguna vez en términos sistémicos aquí dentro del COES? Porque existe la palabra, existe en el procedimiento repetido en varias etapas, pero tal vez falte definir cómo se va a medir el impacto económico que se produce. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. And now I'm inviting the secretary, and maybe the direction is very clear. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much. I'd like to provide some additional clarification. Some delegations referred to the fact or some delegation seems to be afraid of not being able to submit any comments on economic impact at step 8 after the adoption of this amendment. The fact is to the contrary. The in accordance with the new text put in place in the Appendix 2, Part 3 and Part 4, the member countries and observers continue to be able to submit comments on economic impacts. So there will be no change, as I mentioned, in the rights of the members and observers. Secondly, I would like to refer to the comment made by Sudan. The expression we use in the Codex text, the interested international organizations mean all Codex observers, including governmental organizations, non-governmental organizations, whether they are worldwide in nature or regional in nature. If they are registered as a Codex observer, they are invited to send comments. Therefore, the adding the term regional would not be necessary because they are already covered by the World Interest International Organization. Regarding to the paragraph 5 of the guide, referring to the handling of the substantive amendments, and I note that now we are conducting a debate on substantive amendments submitted at the Commission level. Even after the deletion of this paragraph, even in the presence of this current paragraph, there has been questions as to what are substantive and what are not substantive, and of course it's up to the Commission and the chairpersons to decide on this matter. However, it is the intent of the Codex Secretariat that the Commission has no reason to abandon the current good practice of referring substantive amendments back to the committee for further deliberation and not to spend too much time in the Commission, whose basic business is to adopt standards. So therefore, from the Secretariat point of view, as long as the chairperson of the Commission adheres to the good established practice, there will be no immediate danger for the conduct of meetings of the Commission by deleting the guide to this elaboration procedure. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the proposals set out here mark only an intermediary step in the whole cleaning and updating practice of the elaboration procedure. Deferring the adoption of these amendments would mean that the further amendments to the guide to the procedure on the revision and amendments of Codex text and related text will further be delayed, and the Commission should be invited to assess the advantages and disadvantages of deferring the adoption of these amendments. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for the explanation. And at this juncture, I want to call the Chair of CCGP for some comments. And I see the flag from France.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Effectivement, compte tenu des explications que vient de nous donner le Secrétariat, nous aimerions approuver les propos également de l'Argentine et sa proposition d'adoption à cette session de ces amendements, quitte à ce qu'une discussion ultérieure puisse être relancée dans le cadre du travail normal du CCGP, qu'on puisse procéder par étapes et le travail suivra son cours normalement. Donc, compte tenu de vos indications, nous sommes en faveur d'une adoption à cette session et la poursuite des discussions au sein du CCGP renvoyée par d'autres documents de discussion qui pourraient être développés ultérieurement. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, friends. I think we are at the point of agreeing that there are some merits to the amendments, but again, there are also concerns raised by quite a number of countries, and the Commission should therefore adopt the amendments and also ask the Codex Committee on General Principles to consider all the concerns raised by particularly Malaysia, India, and as supported by the other countries who spoke after India and Malaysia. And I wish to ask the Commission if there is any sustained opposition to this suggestion.
Malaysia,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to ask for clarification, mm-hmm. To adopt the amendment and to ask the CCGP to consider this matter at the next meeting. And does that mean that the Commission will be asking the Secretariat to prepare the paper for the next meeting? Thank you.
Usually when there's a requirement through the Commission, then the Secretary is supposed to ask to act, and maybe the Secretary can clarify. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, because the proposals are being made on the part of delegations. Secretariat will not be in a position to consolidate those concerns. So probably the most appropriate action at the first step discussion at the CCGP would be to ask Malaysia and India to submit their comments. That could be the same as they have submitted to the Commission, that could be a different one, but well in advance of the CCGP, and we will put those proposals into a discussion paper, in a working document, of the CCGP, which is a discussion paper on further amendments to the elaboration procedure, and it will be discussed by CCGP. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Malaysia, your flag is still up?
Mr. Chairman, we have difficulty when the Secretary requests that the government submit in the paper for the discussion. We feel that we would like to request the Secretary to review the sections that have been deleted and to put up the document paper for the next meeting rather than for the countries to request to put in the paper. So the request is for the Secretariat to put up the paper for the discussion in the next meeting. Thank you.
India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As far as India's inputs are concerned, we have already furnished it and it's been circulated as LIM 12, and we would suggest that we have nothing further to add apart from what we have already circulated as part of LIM 12. So if that would work as a starting point, perhaps we don't need to prepare yet another paper. Thank you.
Thank you, India. And Secretary?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the Commission was facing a similar situation in its last session, and there was a proposal submitted during the Commission by India regarding the elaboration procedure. and especially on the points concerning consensus. And the Commission's decision was that India resubmit their concern or proposal to the CCGP. So this was the reason why I suggested the same course of action. And of course, LIM paper can be seen only those delegations attending this session, and it will not official paper. Therefore, there is a need to circulate an official paper as one of the working documents to the next session of CCGP. Therefore, if it is the wish of the two delegations that they have already submitted something, we can simply construct a working document discussion paper that will contain exactly the same content as the LIM documents that were submitted by India and Malaysia for discussion at the next session of the CCGP. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and that will be our decision, therefore, that we adopt the amendments, and in the next CCGP meeting, the written in comments submitted by Malaysia and India will form a working document for further discussion in the CCGP. Thank you very much. Can you go to the next one?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next proposal is provided in Appendix 3 to this document. Following the abolition of the acceptance procedure, the last session of the Commission requested the Committee on General Principles to look at the general principles of the Codex Alimentarius to consider how the concepts reflected in the deleted section of the acceptance procedure could be integrated into the general principles of the Codex Alimentarius. The last session of the Committee on General Principles made a substantive discussion on this matter, and the proposals agreed upon by the Committee on General Principles is provided in this appendix. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of this amendment. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia's comment on this agenda item is Nalinom 6/29/4A. Malaysia can support the adoption at step 8 with an amendment, i.e. to retain the text which refer to the codes of practice, guidelines and other recommended measures which are advisory in nature, intended to assist in achieving the purpose of the Codex Alimentarius as in the original text. Malaysia is of the view that this is an important principle of the Codex Alimentarius. We recall the comment made by the representative of WGO at the last CCGP meeting, where it was stated that under Article 5.1 of the SPS agreement, governments must base their measures on risk assessment. Taking into account Article 3.2 of the SPS agreement, the use of Codex standards that was not based on an appropriate risk assessment could put governments in contradiction with their SPS obligations. Malaysia also wishes to inform that according to paragraph 10 of the working principles for risk analysis for application in the framework of the Codex Alimentarius Commission in the procedural manual, where there is evidence that a risk to human health exists, but scientific data are insufficient or incomplete, the Codex Alimentarius Commission should not proceed to elaborate standards, but should consider elaborating a related text, such as codes of practices, provided that such a text would be supported by the available scientific evidence. Malaysia strongly believes that the advisory status of codes of practice and guidelines and other recommendations should be maintained to provide guidance to governments in food control. The consequence of the deletion of the text is a major change which will have serious economic implications on the trade of developing countries and may be used as a technical barrier to trade. hence Malaysia supports the adoption at step 8 of the amendments to the general principles, as in Appendix 3 of the document, with minor amendments to retain the current text on the advisory nature of the codes of practice guidelines as mentioned as follows. In paragraph 1, on the purpose of the Codex Alimentarius, Malaysia proposes to retain the third sentence and to amend it to read, the related texts are codes of practices, guidelines and other recommended measures which are advisory in nature and are intended to assist in achieving the purpose of the Codex Alimentarius. And in paragraph 2, on the scope of Codex Alimentarius, Malaysia proposed to retain the last sentence and amend it to read, it also includes related texts in the form of codes of practices, guidelines and other recommended measures which are advisory in nature. If, however, the Commission is not agreeable to the proposal to amend, in view of its importance, Malaysia does not support the current text as proposed and wishes to propose that the proposed amendment be returned to CCGP for further discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. Any other flag? Singapore?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Singapore supports the amendments proposed by Malaysia.
Thank you, Singapore. I see Thailand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand supports the view that the text that explains the advisory nature of the codex-related text are helpful and should be returned with some amendment proposed by Malaysia. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. And we have Jordan.
شكرا سيد الرئيس نحن نؤيد الطرح دولة ماليزيا بهذا الموضوع ويوجد لدينا أيضا تعليق على النقطة الثالثة الخاصة بطابع مواصفات الدستور الغذائي والتي تقول لا تحل مواصفات الدستور والنصوص ذات الصلة محل التشريعات القطرية وهي ليست بديلا لها إذ تتضمن القوانين والإجراءات الإدارية الخاصة بكل بلد من البلدان أحكاما لابد من الالتزام بها. صحيح أن هذه الفقرة تخص سيادة الدول الأعضاء، لكن كيف يتم ضمان الممارسات العادلة في تجارة الأغذية والواردة في الفقرة واحد في نفس المرفق إذا كانت القوانين والإجراءات الإدارية القطرية غير متوائمة مع مواصفات الهيئات الدولية مثل مواصفات الدستور الغذائي؟ نعتقد بأنه لابد من توضيح هذه العبارة وشكرا سيدي.
Thank you, Jordan. US, United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States believes that Malaysia has raised some significant points, but is suggesting some very potentially consequential amendments. The U.S. believes that this recommendation requires further study because of its potential implications and the late date that it was received. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, the U.S. recommends that the Commission follow the practice from last year and the practice on the previous agenda item and adopt the amendment as proposed in Appendix 3 and forward the Malaysian recommendation to CCGP for further study. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We support the issue raised by Malaysia, and we believe that it's an amplification of the document before us rather than a substantively new issue, and perhaps it could be approved by this commission.
Thank you, India. C. seeing no any other flag, then I think we just follow the what we have just done a few minutes, that we adopt with the amendments and ask CCGP to consider the consents of Malaysia. Any objection to that? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the adoption, Malaysia would like to record our objection in the report of the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, and the reservation will be recorded. Seeing no any other flag, Singapore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we are proceeding in a very dangerous manner, Mr. Chairman. The way of adopting the standards, and that standards is taken, the procedure is taken as valid from now till next amendment. And I don't think, particularly for this one, this is quite serious when you the wording is in such a way that it gives the impression that the codex standards is virtually de facto these standards that every country must adhere to. But in actual fact, every country is supposed to go through their SPAS requirement, do risk assessment and risk analysis to come to an appropriate level of protection. And what we are doing now is to allow the amendments made by CCGP proposed to this committee for adoption. We adopt it, and then we tell the CCGP, yeah, we are going to ask you please look into amendment next time again. And in the meantime, we accept what is already adopted at this meeting. This is highly contentious, highly irregular in terms of international procedure. And I don't think we should adopt this kind of procedure in progressing our codex adoption in terms of standards, in terms of procedures. If there are substantive changes, Malaysia is making a very strong point, and that point is that it have not detracted from the original paper and original document in terms of text. We are removing the text which tells us something about codex standards. And that is very substantive. That codex standard is no longer advisory. What does it mean? It's mandatory that every country must comply with, but that again is inconsistent with Para 3. So the whole paper is contradictory right from the beginning to the end. Why are we adopting? Can we send this back to CCGP and get it fixed before this commission adopts it?
Thank you, Singapore. 2 minutes are over, please. Thank you, Singapore. And then we have Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. لا شك أن الملاحظات التي أبدتها ماليزيا هامة جدا ولها مردود هام على مختلف أعضاء لجنة الدستور، لذا يجب أن يتم دراستها بعناية تامة. وفي هذا المقام أسجل أن مصر تسجل تحفظها على اعتماد هذه التعديلات عند هذه المرحلة. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. I have China, please. China, please. Thank you, China. I have Nigeria, please. Nigeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The delegation of Nigeria would please want to share the view of Singapore, because the issue raised here is quite serious, and it's dangerous for us to all adopt the document that has not been fully supported by us, because we've looked through the document, and so we want to oppose step down the adoption of the document until it is fully discussed at the Codex Committee on General Principles. Thank you.
Bhutan. Thank you, Nigeria. I have Bhutan, please. Bhutan, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We would like to, the Bhutan delegation would like to support the proposal made by Malaysia and India.
Thank you, Bhutan. And I have
Indonesia.
Oh, Indonesia, please. Indonesia, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia delegation would like to support Malaysia and Singapore proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. And then I have NHF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. NHF believes that Singapore made some fundamental comments a little earlier, and it raises some very, very important points, because whenever queries come up as to whether Codex Alimentarius is optional or mandatory, we're always told that the adoption of Codex standards and guidelines is an optional matter. However, here we are being asked to agree to the deletion of a crucial sentence stating that the Codex Alimentarius also includes provisions of an advisory nature. We would ask the members to consider this matter very, very carefully. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much, Philippines. NHF.
Philippines?
Philippines, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We clearly notice the comments made by Singapore, and it is indeed very valid. And so the Philippines would like to support the comments made by Singapore. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And seeing no any
Sudan.
Sudan? Sudan, please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السيد الرئيس أرجو أن أؤكد تأييد السودان لموقف ماليزيا وسنغافور. أعتقد أن هذه تعديلات يجب أن نتأكد يتأكد الجميع من أنها هي التعديلات الصحيحة، فلا يجب أن لا تحال إلى أي جهة أخرى وإنما تحسم ثم يتم الاتفاق عليه.
Thank you. I see another country. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We wish to express our support to the position of Malaysia and especially the statement by Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. And then I have Barbados, please. Ms. Barbados?
Thank you, Chair. Barbados supports the proposals and the comments of Singapore and Malaysia. Thank you.
Uganda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Uganda would like to associate itself with the comments made by Malaysia and Singapore. Thank you.
Again, Iran, please.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, we would like also to support the comment made by Malaysia and echoed by other member states, which is a very relative and important point and should be considered by other member states. Thank you.
Sorry? Ghana?
Mr. Chairman, Ghana will share with the sentiments expressed by Malaysia, Singapore, India and others. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It seems there is strong, sustained opposition to the proposal. I did put the commission that we adopt, and let the CCGP discuss the concerns raised by Malaysia, and we need to rethink, and the Secretary has a new idea. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no suggestion as to whatever conclusion you are going to draw on this item. I just wanted to clarify the fact that nothing, no sentence in the reading of the Secretariat in this document provides that the Codex standards and related text be mandatory. Nothing is construed in that sense. neither in these documents nor in the statutes of the Commission. This is especially true after the abolishment of the acceptance procedure. So I think all countries should be aware of the fact that codex standards, codes of practice, recommendations, guidelines, whatever the title would be, everything the Commission is adopting is a recommendation to the government. So this point needs to be clear. Therefore, the intent of the amendment was indeed to stress the fact that everything is advisory in one sense, and there should be no distinction between standards and other texts. So this was the intent of the amendments to the general principles of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, which had been discussed in two consecutive sessions of the CCGP. So therefore, I'm just wondering whether the Commission has taken hasty steps to amend the general principles of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. So the idea was to delete the mentioning of advisory text of advisory nature, which the Commission has been trying to avoid to use since several years, since the time when the Commission received a reply to its query to the chairperson of the SPS committee that from the WTO point of view, there will be no distinction between the texts we are adopting. Having said that, Mr. Chairman, I would like to stress again that the Codex standards and related texts are not considered as mandatory from the reading of the current constitutional and other legal texts. So if the matter is being referred to the CCGP, the Commission should guide the CCGP to give due consideration to this point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and I'm sure we have spent quite a bit of time on this. And
Malaysia is raising
flag. Yeah, but while Malaysia is raising flag, I think there is a sustained opposition to adoption of the amendment, and we shall forward this back to CCGP. And the CCGP, while considering the concerns raised, should also consider the fact that all Codex standards are, in fact, mandatory in nature.
No, sorry.
They are, in fact, advisory in nature, not mandatory. They are advisory texts. Thank you so much, and that closes the discussion on this Appendix 3. Can you go to Appendix 4, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Appendix 4 contains the new terms of reference, in fact two sets of terms of reference for new Codex committees. One is the Committee on Food Additives and the Committee on Contaminants in Foods. These sets of terms of reference were prepared by CCGP, which had been instructed by the last session of the Commission to implement the decision to split, or to divide rather, the current Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants into two committees. There was a discussion on how to deal with the food irradiation. At the current point of time, there is no ongoing work in the Commission regarding food irradiation. Therefore, there is no direct implication to the workload of any Codex committee by assigning this item to one of those committees. However, the advice of the CCGP is to allocate or allocate the work on food irradiation to CCFH. Therefore, by adopting these amendments, the Commission officially agreed to dissolve the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants and agreed to establish two new committees with the terms of reference as set out in Appendix 4 and to amend the slightly the point G of the terms of reference of Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. Mr. Chairman, the CCGP, while agreeing on these terms of reference, it has also recommended that these three committees be given a chance at their forthcoming session to look at these terms of reference and provide advice on how comfortable they feel with these terms of reference so that eventually reconsideration can be made to refine or fine-tune these terms of reference. Mr. Chairman, this is the proposal put forward from the CCGP. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I wish to ask the Commission if there is any opposition to the Commission adopting the criteria as presented in Appendix 4. Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Finland currently holds holds the presidency, the position of presidency of the European Union Council, and that's why Finland speaks on behalf of the member states of the European community. And in that respect, the member states of the European community fully support the proposed amendments, so we have nothing against them and welcome these new terms of references. But however, we agree that the newly created Codex Committee on Food Additives and the Codex Committee Contaminants in Foods should discuss the substantive amendments to the text tables in Annex 2 of Alinarum 06/29/4 Addendum 1 for subsequent consideration by the Codex Alimentaris Commission as proposed in this text, but that in the meantime the provisions of this text remain in force in so far as they related to the work of CCFAC and CCFC. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. Speaking on behalf of the European Commission,
European Community, not Commission.
Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Brazil's comments on this Appendix 4 of this document are incorporated in Alinorm 06/29/4A. The comments we have for the terms of reference for the Codex Committee on Contaminants are there. I can briefly reiterate these comments now. They would refer to letters A, B, C, and E, which would be for a consistency and coherence of letters B, C, and D with a small a, which is the first term of reference. As it reads, to establish or endorse permitted maximum levels or guideline levels for contaminants, and then comes the addition, and for naturally occurring toxicants. That expression, and for naturally occurring toxicants, that Brazil would feel would be incorporated in B, C, and E after the word contaminant. So that would be consistency and coherence for these terms of reference. Concerning our small d, we feel that this term of reference would be also be better expressed if we follow the same language as in letter small f of the Codex Committee on Food Additives, which would read, to consider and elaborate standards instead of to develop standards. So those are the Brazilian comments on the terms of reference for the Committee on Contaminants. And in the general comment, I can say that, of course, we are in accordance that the new Committee on Contaminants itself would review and revise its own terms of reference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. I think those are some of the modifications that we can live with. And seeing no any flag, then we adopt the... Sorry?
Chile.
Okay, Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Aunque usted ya lo dijo, quería ratificar que las observaciones que hizo Brasil mejoran el documento. Y yo estoy apoyando a Brasil en este momento y también que por supuesto vaya a los comités correspondientes para que vean si les queda bien el término. Gracias, señor presidente.
So Chile, I understand you are supporting the proposal for amendments from Brazil. Okay. Then the Commission therefore adopts the terms of reference for the three committees with the proposed amendments for the terms of reference for Codex Committee on Food Additives and for Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. Incorporating the proposed amendments by Brazil, and also the proposed amendments on G of the terms of reference of the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. Thank you very much. Then we adopt. Can we go to Appendix 5, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appendix 5 is indeed a devised criteria for prioritization of the process for compounds for evaluation GMPR. This is a very important document that describe the interaction between CCPR and GMPR. The revised document was first developed by CCPR itself, and it was subsequently sent to CCGP for review, and CCGP agreed on several, mostly editorial amendments to make the text consistent with the Codex procedures and Codex terminology. Mr. Chairman, Appendix 5 is on the table for adoption by the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I wish to ask if there is any opposition to the Commission adopting these amendments. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do support this document. But we have one observation. When this matter was discussed in CCPR, and I draw attention to paragraph 35 and paragraph 39 of the report of CCPR regarding adequately reflecting the concerns of developing countries and also giving priority to the setting of MRLs on the commodities that are used or exported from the developing countries. While this was agreed to and paragraph 39 so records, but we find that this document perhaps does not specifically flag that. If I might suggest, Mr. Chairperson, in the document, paragraph 2, criteria for prioritization, at 2.1 and at 2.2, if we could add one more criteria, which should be giving priority to setting MRLs on relevant for commodities originating from developing countries / in use in developing countries. That would just be one more. This was specifically referred in the CCGP, I beg your pardon, CCGP.
Thank you, India. And I have Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. أود أن أشير إلى البند 2.1 عنوان المواد الكيماوية الجديدة، وهنا أشير إلى النسخة العربية. أرجو تحديد اسم اللجنة، استبدال ب تحديد اسم اللجنة باستبدال كلمة اللجنة الواردة في السطر الأول بكلمة أو بعبارة أن اللجنة المعنية بمخلفات المبيدات. هذه واضحة بالنسخة الإنجليزية ولكنها ليست واضحة بالنسخة العربية. وكما أشير إلى البند 2.3 بالنسبة للتقييمات، أيضا نقترح استبدال كلمة أو المخلفات الواردة بالسطر الأول بكلمة الحد الأقصى للمتبقيات. أيضا هنا أشير إلى النسخة العربية. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. But we seem to be lost. Do you get it, Senator?
Yeah, we are lost.
Sorry, Jordan, we all seem to be lost. Could you come again and quickly, please? We are running short of time.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. هل مطلوب إعادة كل النص؟ أوكي. شكرا سيد الرئيس. أشير إلى البند 2.1 المواد الكيماوية الجديدة، وهنا أقصد النسخة العربية وليس الإنجليزية. أرجو تحديد اسم اللجنة، اللي هو استبدال كلمة اللجنة الواردة في السطر الأول بكلمة إن اللجنة المعنية بمخلفات المبيدات. يعني أقصد هنا تعريف للجنة لأنها غير واضحة بالنسخة العربية. بالنسبة ل 2.3 التقييمات، استبدال كلمة أو المخلفات الواردة بالسطر الأول بكلمة الحد الأقصى للمتبقيات. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia would like to support the proposal made by India. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much. According to my memory, which is not very performant, I vaguely recall that these suggestions or proposals were already made in the CCGP. and CCGP, when considering these proposals, held a view that the overall attention to the interest, to the overall attention should be given to the commodity and pesticide combinations that are of interest to the trade involving the developing countries. The committee was of the view that these criteria are more technical in nature, and especially even if some pesticide commodity combination is of importance to the developing countries, cannot be requested for GMPR evaluation in the absence of valid data. Mr. Chairman, probably through you, I would like to request whether my recollection is correct from the chairs of either Pesticide Residue Committee or CCGP. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I ask the chair of the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, please, to say something?
She's there.
Okay. Netherlands, please. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Yes, speaking on behalf of CCPR, I agree with what was just stated by the Codex Secretariat. Setting MRLs also for commodities that are coming from developing countries, you need really data, such as data coming from supervised trials before the GMPR has the possibility to bring forward MRL proposals, to doing the risk assessment and bringing forward MRL proposals. So to put in this document something like give priority to MRLs and commodities in use or coming from developing countries, well, that's not the right place, Mr. Chairman. Taking into consideration the needs of developing countries, well, that's what we always do in CCPR. And it's a different discussion if importing countries take into consideration Codex MRLs when they import commodities from less developed countries. That's another discussion. It's, by the way, a discussion which is started during the last CCPR meeting, and it will be continued. But the suggestion made by India and supported by Malaysia to put it in this document, it is not the right place. MRL setting, for MRL setting, you need supervised trials that come from international trials, and we need the data for the GMPR to do the risk assessment, and it's a condition for CCPR to establish MRLs and to bring them forward to this commission. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much, Chair of the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. Friends from the Codex Committee, General Principles, please.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président. Donc le comité sur les principes généraux a également abordé ce sujet, comme c'est reporté dans son rapport au paragraphe 33 et 34. Donc ce que vient de nous rappeler la délégation du Pays-Bas en tant que pays hôte du CCPR avait également été exposé au cours de la session du CCGP. Et concernant le souci des pays en développement, il avait été fait mention du critère général, donc des critères régissant l'établissement des priorités des travaux, et donc qui reconnaissait donc le besoin des pays en développement comme s'appliquant à tous les organes subsidiaires du Codex. Et donc la conclusion était qu'il n'était pas nécessaire de reprendre cette déclaration générale dans les critères appliqués par le comité sur les résidus de pesticides. Voilà, Monsieur le Président, ce qu'avaient été les conclusions du comité sur les principes généraux. Je vous remercie.
Thank you very much, Prince, as the chair of the Codex Committee on General Principles. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm running short of time.
Yeah, there we go.
And you can
propose to close the list of speakers.
I have India, I have Egypt, and the list is closed. And after those two countries, we'll have to break for lunch. India, please. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to respond to one of the observations made by Chairperson CCPR that there can be no work done unless the data is provided. That is absolutely correct. Under 2.1, criteria 3 refers to the need for the data. Under 2.2, criteria 4 refers to the need for the data. So this is something that would certainly be subject to the availability of data. This is not purely technical criteria. Some of them are technical. Some of them refer to the availability of data, the willingness of the people to supply data. These are not technical criteria. Therefore, while we do agree that in a broader way, the concerns of developing countries are considered in CCPR, it is a fact. However, it needs to be explicitly spelt out when we are deciding on priorities, because this should be one of the criteria. It cannot be the entire reason, but it should certainly be one of the criteria for taking into making a decision on giving a priority to a certain molecule.
Thank you. India and Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. رغما عن هذه الأمور تقنية كما ذكره السيد أمين لجنة الدستور إلى أننا نؤيد تماما ما ذكره مندوب الهند من الإشارة إلى استخدام هذه المبيدات في السلع المتداولة في البلاد النامية يجب أن يتم تضمنه في ترتيب الأولويات الخاصة بتقييم هذه المبيدات. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. And from what we have heard from the chairs of the two committees, Codex Committee on Pesticide Residuals and Codex Committee on General Principles, we would adopt the proposed criteria and also ask the Committee on General Principles and the Committee on Pesticide Residuals to consider further the concerns raised by India.
Cameroon.
Are you objecting the summary? Cameroon, please.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président, de me passer la parole. Nous vous savons gré de bien vouloir conduire convenablement nos débats depuis le matin. Mais si moi aussi je me rappelle très bien les débats au cours de la session du CCGP, je crois qu'on ne s'était pas mis d'accord tous sur le texte faisant référence aux pays en développement. Je crois que c'était la position d'une délégation. Aujourd'hui, nous sommes en commission et le point de vue que vient de soulever l'Inde, nous le partageons entièrement. Et nous souhaitons qu'avant qu'on approuve totalement cet appendice, que nous ayons en mémoire que nous avons besoin d'incorporer un terme de ce genre pour satisfaire les pays en voie de développement. En développement, je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon, and that sort of reinforces what I had said, that although we adopt, but the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residuals first should consider further the question raised by India, and this could be in the next committee meeting. Thank you very much, and we have spent quite a bit of time on this, and I wish to ask the Secretary for any housekeeping announcements before we break for lunch. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few announcements to make. I have been informed that 22 out of 28 countries potentially participating in this meeting using trust funds are present in the room. Out of the 6 missing countries, 5 countries are expected to arrive in the Commission later today. So there is some hope for reaching quorum tomorrow at noon time when we come back to the first item of a first sub-item of this agenda item. Secondly, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to inform the Commission that an informal meeting of the Group of 77 and China will be held tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the morning in room 18 of the underground level of CICG. I repeat it, a meeting of Group of 77 and China will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in room 18 of the underground level of this conference center. And finally, Mr. Chairman, the Codex Secretariat presents its apologies to the Arabic-speaking delegations because the report of the 58th session of the Executive Committee could not be printed in time due to logistic problems we encountered, and this was out of our control. But I would like to inform the Commission that the Arabic version of this document, /3A, will be made available during the course of the day. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Finally, my point is that at this point of time, we are opening the nomination for the chairman of the Commission for the election under item 15. Therefore, those delegations wishing to obtain a nomination form are kindly requested to approach me, and I will provide nomination form. Finally, the closure of the nomination will be tomorrow at noon sharp. With this, Mr. Chairman, the Commission should resume its discussion at 2:30 today, starting with the appendix, the last appendix of the current agenda item. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. Then the session is adjourned until 2:30 today. Thank you. I have India, I have Egypt, and the list is closed. And after those two countries, we will have to break for lunch. India, please. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to respond to one of the observations made by Chairperson CCPR, that there can be no work done unless the data is provided. That is absolutely correct. Under 2.1, criteria 3 refers to the need for the data. Under 2.2, criteria 4 refers to the need for the data. So this is something that would certainly be subject to the availability of data. This is not purely technical criteria. Some of them are technical. Some of them refer to the availability of data, the willingness of the people to supply data. These are not technical criteria. Therefore, while we do agree that in a broader way, the concerns of developing countries are considered in CCPR, it is a fact. However, it needs to be explicitly spelt out when we are deciding on priorities, because this should be one of the criteria. It cannot be the entire reason, but it should certainly be one of the criteria for taking into making a decision on giving a priority to a certain molecule.
Thank you. India and Egypt, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. رغماً عن هذه الأمور تقنية كما ذكره السيد أمين لجنة الدستور إلى أننا نؤيد تماماً ما ذكره مندوب الهند من الإشارة إلى استخدام هذه المبيدات في السلع المتداولة في البلاد النامية يجب أن يتم تضمنه في ترتيب الأولويات الخاصة بتقييم هذه المبيدات. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, and from what we have heard from the chairs of the two committees, Codex Committee on Pesticide Residuals and Codex Committee on General Principles, we would adopt the proposed criteria and also ask the Committee on General Principles and the Committee on Pesticide Residuals to consider further the concerns raised by India. Cameroon, are you objecting the summary? Cameroon, please.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président, de me passer la parole. Nous vous savons gré de bien vouloir conduire convenablement nos débats depuis le matin. Mais si moi aussi je me rappelle très bien les débats au cours de la session du CCGP, je crois qu'on ne s'était pas mis d'accord tous sur le texte faisant référence aux pays en développement. Je crois que c'était la position d'une délégation. Aujourd'hui, nous sommes en commission et le point de vue que vient de soulever l'Inde, nous le partageons entièrement. Et nous souhaitons qu'avant qu'on approuve totalement cet appendice, que nous ayons en mémoire que nous avons besoin d'incorporer un tiers de ces gens pour satisfaire les pays en voie de développement. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon, and that sort of reinforces what I had said that although we adopt, but the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residuals first should consider further the question raised by India. And this could be in the next committee meeting. Thank you very much, and we have spent quite a bit of time on this, and I wish to ask the Secretary for any housekeeping announcements before we break for lunch. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few announcements to make. I have been informed that 22 out of 28 countries potentially participating in this meeting using trust funds are present in the room. Out of the 6 missing countries, 5 countries are expected to arrive in the Commission later today. So there is some hope for reaching quorum tomorrow at noon time when we come back to the first item of a first sub-item of this agenda item. Secondly, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to inform the Commission that an informal meeting of the Group of 77 and China will be held tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the morning in room 18 of the underground level of CICG. I repeat it, a meeting of Group of 77 and China will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in room 18 of the underground level of this conference center. And finally, Mr. Chairman, the Codex Secretariat presented its apologies to the Arabic-speaking delegations because the report of the 58th session of the Executive Committee could not be printed in time due to logistic problems we encountered, and this was out of our control. But I would like to inform the Commission that the Arabic version of this document, /3A, will be made available during the course of the day. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Finally, my point is that at this point of time, we are opening the nomination for the chairman of the commission for the election under item 15. Therefore, those delegations wishing to obtain a nomination form are kindly requested to approach me, and I will provide nomination form. Finally, the closure of the nomination will be tomorrow at noon sharp. With this, Mr. Chairman, the Commission should resume its discussion at 2:30 today, starting with the appendix, the last appendix of the current agenda item. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. Then the session is adjourned until 2:30 today. Thank you.